Okay, today we're continuing in the ninth and final parak of Maseches Gittin, and we are up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Ches. So says the Mishnah, Get Shekseva Ivris Ve'edav Yevanis. If a get is written in Hebrew, but the Edom are signed in Greek, or Yevanis Ve'edav Ivris, it was written in Greek, but the Edom are signed in Hebrew. Edachad Ivri Ve'edachad Yevani, or one of the Edom is in Greek, and one of them is in Hebrew. Ksav Sofer Ve'ed, or one of the signatures is the same handwriting as the Sofer, and the other one is some other aid, kosher. All of that is going to be a perfectly kosher get. Now, the way to sign a get is you say Ploni ben Ploni, aid, right? That's what you always do whenever you write a halachic document. You ever ask to sign a ksuba at a wedding, you got to add the word aid at the end. A lot of times people forget to do that. Mesar Kedushins, if they're not on their game, will forget to remind people to do that. So you got to write aid at the end. Sometimes it's already printed on the ksuba, on the form of the ksuba. But ish ploni aid kosher. Let's say you don't say ploni ben ploni. You just say ploni aid. So that's kosher. Ben ish ploni aid kosher. If you don't say your own name, only your father's name, also kosher. Ish ploni ben ish ploni vlokas of aid kosher. If you leave out aid and you just say the way you're called to the Torah, that's also kosher. And in fact, in the Kiyah Das in Yerushalayim, used to do that when they signed a get. They wouldn't. They would sign just the way they were called to the Torah, but they wouldn't add the word eight. Kasav, but we don't do that. We add the word eight. Kasav chani chasav chani chasa kasher. If you wrote the family name of either one of them instead of Ben Plomi, they write instead of Aryeh Tzvi Ben Chaim Yitzchak, you write Aryeh Tzvi Leibowitz. That is going to be kasher. Get mu'usa. If a husband was forced to give a get, so be Yisrael kasher. If he was forced by a Jewish based in, it's a kasher get. Because we assume, as the Rambam famously formulates, and in his heart of hearts, everyone wants to do the right thing, and if the right based in is telling him that this is what he's supposed to be doing, then that's what he's supposed to be doing. So we assume that his pintaliyid inside of him really wants to do these things. Ubegoyim pasul, but if it was goyim that were forcing him to give a get, then it's a pasul get. It's not a mitzvah for him to listen to whatever the Gayish court is telling him to do. So even if he says rotza ani, it's not a valid get. Ubegayim, if the non-Jewish court wants him to give a get, and they force him, you could have them enforce what the Jewish Beis Din has determined should be done, the kasher, and then it will be kasher. Because even though it's the non-Jews that are doing the forcing, but they're really enforcing what the Beis Din said, and we assume he really, really, really wants to do what the Beis Din says. Moving on now to Mishnah Tes. Yatzo Shema Be'ir Mekudeshes. If let's say everyone in the city knew that this girl got married to a certain guy, Harezim Kadeshus, then we assume that it's true. We assume that they're married, and if they want to ever marry someone else, if she ever wants to marry someone else, she's going to need a get from this person that everyone thinks she's married to. Mugreshus, if the whole city thinks that she's divorced, Harezim Mugreshus, then we assume that rumor is true. Unless there's some other explanation as to why that false rumor would have gotten out. Ezuya Maslo, what's an example of a good excuse for a false rumor? Gerishish Plonius Ishto Altanai. People say, oh no, you know why the rumor got out? Because he had given her a get Altanai, and it turned out that the Tanai was never fulfilled, so everyone thought they were divorced, but they're not really. Or Zorak LaKidushan, Savikar Vla, Savikar Vla, or he threw Kidushan toward her, but we don't know which one of them it was closer to. So people knew that he had thrown Kidushan toward her, so they assumed that she was married, but she's not really. Zohi Amasla. That is considered a valid Amasla. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that a get that's written in Hebrew and signed in Greek, or written in Greek and signed in Hebrew, or one witness is Hebrew, one witness is Greek, or the one aid is the whoever wrote the get, and the other aid is another guy. All those cases is kosher. If it's get says ish ploni aid, it's kosher. If it says ben ish ploni aid, it's kosher. If it says ish ploni ben ish ploni and doesn't say aid, it's kosher. In fact, that's what the Kiyah Das in Yerushalayim used to do. If you write family names instead of ben whoever, then it's kosher. forced get depends who's doing the forcing. If a Jewish Beis Din is forcing, then it's kosher. If a non-Jewish Beis Din court is forcing, then it's pasul, unless they're enforcing what the Jewish Beis Din had said. And then we said in Mishnah test that if rumors go out that a woman is Mekadeshes, she is Mekadeshes. If we assume it's true. If rumors go out that she's Mekadeshes, we assume that's true as well, unless there's an explanation as to why those rumors would have gone out, even having not been true. So Ben Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the very last Mishnah in Maseches Gittin.